WFAN, WFAN-FM, WFAN-FM HD1, New York, and Odyssey Sports Station.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live, the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. We will get back to your calls in just a second here. C-Mac, Chris McMonagle, is doing the afternoon show today in addition to his overnight show. So he was sleeping, and I had some questions for him early on in the show, and he was getting his rest, but now he's awake. So I'll just get to those questions now. C-Mac, good morning. Oh, we go with the microphone. One of you guys.
Usually it helps me turn on the microphone. Yeah. I did just wake up.
Yeah, yeah.
So sure, I'm at your beck and call, whatever you need.
No, not beck and call.
No, please, by all means.
What time did you go to sleep, by the way?
Just now. I got up here at 5 a.m. So
you just went to sleep and you just woke up?
Correct.
All right.
Yeah. Amazing. It's one of those.
I got it. Yeah. No, I get it. Yeah.
3 hours, just about.
Yeah. I don't think I've been. I was awake for a little bit, maybe an hour and a half.
Hour and a half. That's it.
Hour 45. I've probably got more coming.
Okay, good. But you just up.
I should have realized that when I popped in, you were going to ask me to sit down. I saw the text. I said, hello. And you're like, sit down. So here I am.
Right. Yeah, here you are. Well, I just wanted to get a general sense because you're a guy who is locked into the radio station and and you talk to everybody. Is Stu Gotts, him being in the building, what do you think the general reaction from the staff has been with him being around, having almost taken the program director's job?
Right.
And outwardly said that he wants to fire Evan Roberts and all of those things.
I didn't say that. He's a symbol. I mean,
what's your sense of this? And, and you could be honest. We've been talking about it.
Well, listen, you got to understand, I'm here when no one's here. See, when you say the sense of the staff, I don't know who the staff is, to be totally honest with you. I don't see anybody.
You're doing afternoons today.
So I'm doing afternoon today. We're going to find out. This is better option to bring me on tomorrow, and I'll have a better idea.
Saturday tomorrow.
It is such a great point. I keep going out there expecting there to be hundreds of people working around the clock. There's nobody here.
No.
Nobody.
And at 2:30, there's less.
Right.
Okay. So, but I don't think anybody. I think...
Oh, BT hates him. We know that.
Okay. Yeah, well, yeah, they had issues with the entire...
Sal dislikes him, but he came in, he played along, but BT hates his guts.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought maybe since you worked on the afternoon show, you could give us an insight on how Evan and... maybe Sean.
Do you think Evan is aware of all of this? He's oblivious.
No, Evan
has no idea what's going on. Yeah, Evan knows what the Mets did last night.
That's the easiest way to get through all of this. Yeah. It is. That's the way I like Evan. Keep him in afternoons. He's great. Because that's how you do it. You don't listen to a single word.
Yeah.
Focus on your show. Do your show. Get in, get out, and don't listen to another thing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Okay.
And if someone tells you, hey, this guy said something about you, don't pay attention to it because it's probably a lie. I mean, everyone's lying in this business. Nobody is telling the truth.
It's true.
Nobody.
That's why I'm trying to get C-Mac to tell the truth
truth. I'm clueless.
Okay.
And certainly Evan doesn't care. You kidding me? Evan has no idea what's going on.
Yeah. I think he cares.
No, Evan's oblivious to anything.
He knew that Stu Gotts was in the mix for the program director job. He knew that.
No, we all knew that.
But he was in favor of it, you told me.
Yeah,
right?
he was. Yeah. He said he liked it.
Okay.
He goes, I think it's interesting, and I think it's genius, he actually said to me.
Really?
Genius.
Yeah.
Genius.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, so Dan Le Batard said that Stu Gotts is bigger than any host here on WFAN outside of Boomer Esiason.
Right.
What's your take on that?
Yeah, not in my world, but I don't view it that way. No, I don't think so.
I think
you're doing just fine, Gio.
My take on it was nationally, yes, but here in New York, I think everybody on WFAN, like everybody know, like you go into any suburb on Long Island, New Jersey, Westchester,
Connecticut.
Right. It's us.
Yes.
Not him.
Correct.
But in Illinois, in North Dakota, Miami, North Carolina.
Yeah. I got you everywhere else.
Yeah, everywhere else.
I got you in all the places I don't want to get you, but I got you.
Yeah. He's big in Sheboygan.
Right.
Big in Sheboygan.
Yes. I mean, I have been offered, like, you know, keys to cities, crappy cities, but like Sioux Falls, you know.
Right,
Stu Gotts Day in Sioux Falls that I told him I would do 5 consecutive years and I never showed up. Keys to the city. I have you in Nashville. That's where I have you. I'm big in Nashville. Okay. I am there in Charlotte.
I can see that.
Do you think that Tiki Barber is bigger nationally than Stu Gotts?
No.
I mean, just name recognition, I would say yes.
Yeah, me too. Because he had that.
Considering his NFL career. I mean,
right, and also he had the Today Show things. Yeah. He was like a national name there for a while.
No, I would think Tiki Barber gets you in more doors than Stugatz.
I don't know about that. But okay. All right. You guys say so.
All right. Now, as far as, you know, Stugatz has been very outward about talking about wanting the afternoon show job. Mm-hmm. And he says that everybody else lies about it when they do want it. Here's your opportunity to say, would you do you also want the afternoon show job?
No, I don't want to be an afternoon host at WFN.
My man.
I'd rather be on at 2 o'clock in the morning.
All right.
I'd rather be singing Midnight Rider at midnight.
I appreciate the honesty. There's a lot of people who won't say what he has said.
Yes.
I'm glad that you said that.
Well, I mean, I won't say what, that I want to progress in my career? Yes,
well,
of course.
Yeah, but it's advance your career, more money, have a life.
Yeah, well, of course.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty obvious. Yes, right. Of course I would love to do in the air. I would love to do middays, mornings, afternoon, sure.
Yeah, okay. But I still sense you're uncomfortable saying it, though, a little bit.
I don't think so.
No?
No.
I need you to say that I'd rather do an afternoon job. Drive? Would you ever say that? Because I'm an ass for saying it. I got to be honest with you. I shouldn't have said it. I feel bad about saying it. But Evan's a symbol for the thing that I want.
Right, I understand.
Are you prepared to say that you want Evan Roberts' job? Would you say it that way? Because that's a different way of saying it.
Yeah, that is a different way of saying it.
I know, right?
Yeah, I guess so,
it's crazy, yes.
let me think about it. Yes, I want Evan Roberts' job. Of course I do.
Yes.
All right. Very good.
You know, there are things I'm not willing to do to get it, but yeah sure.
Right.
I'll take it.
All right, C-Mac. So it's you and...
So everyone yell at C-Mac. Leave me alone.
Yeah, now he's
can
the
I go
guy.
Back to sleep now?
Yeah. Yes, you can.
Thank you.
So it's you and Sean Morash today?
Dragged me out of... So you asked me if I wanted an afternoon drive. Yes. Yes, me and Sean.
Okay. All right. Very good.
Yeah. Looking forward to it.
Good stuff.
I believe Loogie's going to be there as well.
All right.
Let's go.
You guys, it's a little reuniting of you and Loogie.
I did it 2 weeks ago with Evan. That was really a reunion. That felt good.
I feel like C-Mac feels like this was a waste of his time. Like, you brought me in here for this?
No. I wouldn't say a waste of my time, no. I'm surprised.
He's just tired.
I'm just saying, like, the Stugatz stuff, I get, yes, I am exhausted at the moment. I'm going to be ready at 2 o'clock, but I'm exhausted right now. But, you know, to bring me in here to ask if I'd want to do afternoon drive, seems like a little silly. Well, seems like an answer that seemed pretty obvious. I'd be surprised if anybody...
So C-Mac, why is everyone so mad at me, though?
This is the point.
Yes.
This is what I was trying to get to, is that everybody hates him for saying that, but everybody feels the same way.
Evan Roberts was not an afternoon drive...
Yeah, I didn't get the
you know what he wanted?
Nashville.
He wanted afternoon drive.
Well, of course. Of course we all did.
Yes, of course.
But yeah. And I understand. Well, I guess the thought process is he's already more successful nationally, as we just established. He's got the keys to Nashville.
That's the feeling I got from Sal.
So he's got to come here, try and get a job as like a Trojan horse type thing. I mean, that's a little different than, you know, me plugging away here at the station for 17 years.
That's
and
fair.
Then suddenly, I would take any progression offered to me. I'm not sure that's, you know.
C-Mac, that is an awesome way of saying it, because what I sense from Sal last year is, hey, dude, you've already made it. Like, why are you coming for our jobs?
Right.
We worked hard to get here. This means everything to us. For you, it's all fun and games. And to which I didn't really have a response to Sal other than, hey, it was like a moment of clarity, Gio. Hey, you're right. I apologize. What the hell am I doing? But I love this station, and I want all the jobs on it.
I understand. I understand.
Go back to sleep.
All right, thanks.
All right. That's C-Mac, Chris McMonagle.
Sorry, C-Mac.
He is our overnight host. He'll be doing afternoons. When he gets really tired,
the
stuff that comes out of his mouth is hilarious. There's just all sorts of words that he tries. Not right now. I'm talking about when I'm listening and it's like 4:58 and you said something the other day. I should write these down. I should put them all together.
I
forget what it was.
I called the warm-up show the wild card. I know that.
That's right. Yeah.
As I was throwing, coming up is the wild card. I mean, the morning show.
I called Gio Gino, but I was just high. I mean,
it happens. Sometimes, especially I'm on for 5 hours.
Right.
And,
you start slurring.
Yeah. And the sleep is like, you joked to me, you said, wouldn't you rather get some rest? I'm like, if I go home, you think I'm getting rest?
Yeah. That's true.
I got a 7 and a 5 year old at home. I get no rest. I get no rest at all.
He comes to work to get rest.
Yeah. That's it.
All right, see, man. All right, good stuff, man.
All right.
Yep. Chris McMonagle. busting his ass here for 17 years, and you get a jerk like you coming in trying to take everybody's job.
Why are you doing this to me, man? I'm trying to make amends with people around here. I truly feel bad.
No, I don't.
No.
You know?
Diane in Cranford, New Jersey. What's going on, Diane?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Happy Diane. Morning. Always good to hear from you.
Good to hear you guys, too. It's been a very interesting listen this week. I've enjoyed it.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. And sorry about your golf game yesterday. I know how much you love it.
Yeah, thank you.
But I just wanted to say, you know, have a great weekend, everybody.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Gio's golf.
Have a great weekend.
You too, Diane. It's always
thank you, Diane.
We appreciate the positivity and all the nice words.
I'm concerned about Gio. I got to tell you. Like, I left him. I drove out of the parking lot yesterday, and I was worried about you because you really took that. You took it poorly. I mean, you didn't play well. Mm-hmm. I know how bad you want to be good at golf. It doesn't happen overnight. It takes years, decades. And listen, sometimes you have to realize, listen, I'm never going to be that good. And just be happy with a 103.
Okay? I know.
I mean, but I was concerned about you because you really, like...
Yeah, I know. It bothers me.
No, you took it hard yesterday, dude. You were really mad at me. You were short with me.
But that wasn't...
I mean, I was treating you to golf.
I wasn't... I wasn't mad at you. I was mad at myself, and I had misplaced anger. So then everything you were doing was making me more angry.
Right. For the first three holes, it was the guy behind us, right? He was feeling the brunt of your anger until he found something that was very valuable to you. That he brought it to you, and we were like, hey, nice guy. So for the rest of the round, the only person you could lash out at was me.
Mm-hmm.
So I just had to take it.
You did.
But what I'm telling you is, okay, I'd like to think that we're friends. Don't let this game impact your life so much where you become a bad friend to me. Because yesterday you threw a driver at me.
I did.
Yeah, yesterday I'm trying to ask you about your wife and kids, and you're telling me, hey, 112 from the pin, go.
All of this is true. None of this is an exaggeration. Not one bit of it is an exaggeration. You ask me questions about my personal life, and I would give you the yardage on your shot.
I was 3 inches from the cup. I said, Gino, good? You go, no.
And my name's not Gino. You jackass. All of this is true.
That was the moment right there when I called you Gino. That was it.
I felt it.
Yeah, I felt like I lost a friend.
No.
Okay.
No, I'm generally well adjusted, but this is the one thing that
it bothers you.
Yeah. I put a lot into it, and to go out there and to play like that was heartbreaking.
Al, is he a perfectionist, Gino?
No.
I don't think so.
Like, does he walk out of here? If you have a bad segment, is he upset about it? Does he get emotional?
He looks at the overall picture of things for the most part.
Okay.
I've matured a lot in the last couple of years.
Other than that Aaron Rodgers interview, I think he doesn't normally dwell on things.
Is he competitive, though?
I would say competitive, sure.
Okay.
Yeah, that to a fault, actually.
Yes. You wanted to win yesterday.
Well, you saw that anybody that's listening to that Ryder Cup thing that we had between the two bars in town, like that, I went out for a practice round with a yardage book.
Right. It's starting to dawn on me what happened yesterday. You're taking this thing seriously. You're on time. You're dressed to the nines. You look good. I come in. I'm disheveled. I don't have a shirt. I buy new shoes. I buy my shirt at the golf course. I had to buy golf balls there. I'm using crappy rental clubs that they gave me there. You're taking this thing seriously. You're at the driving range the night before. I show up a minute before a round starts, and I beat you. And so I understand. Now I see... your frustration, and I understand it, because that is the worst, right? But my advice to you is, stop taking the game so seriously. You're not good at it, and you're not going to be good at it. I don't care how long you play and how many trips to the range you take, okay? I can tell. You're not good.
I'm going to remember that.
I love you, though.
I'm going to remember that now until next year.
You're not good, and you'll never be good. Because, Gio, I've been playing for 30 years. I shot a 90 yesterday. That's not good by any stretch.
Yeah, okay.
There was a time yesterday where you said to me, I don't think you're very good at this, while I was kicking your ass.
Because I was bad, which I still stand by. I don't think you're that good at it.
I'm not.
I was just
horrible.
But that's my point, man.
Yeah, but I'm not you.
No one's good at
this. You know what I'm saying?
No one's good at this game.
Let's go to Chris on Long Island. What's going on, Chris?
Good morning, Joe. How you guys doing today?
Hey, good. How are you?
Good. I just called. I love your show. I listen all the time. You guys are the best. And I have a question for Al. No offense to you guys, but it's been a tough listen this week. It's just hard to hear him, to be honest. I'm wondering, why is he there and whose idea was it?
Yeah, no, we're good. I'm not offended at all, by the way.
All right, so...
And you think it's Al's idea and he knows?
Al has no idea how this came about.
Well, he asked me. I said, you know, I'm not sure. Let me put you through.
Yeah. All right, Chris.
I'm not sure either.
All right, Chris. So, yeah.
I'll be honest. I'd rather hear Al and you for 4 hours, or actually 24 hours, than listen to Stu Gott.
Well, thank you, Chris. Yes. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for the honesty there, Chris. All right. Yes. So
took the time to call in and stay on hold for a half hour. Thank you, buddy.
I don't know how the first time was that we got together or texted, but we had kept in contact for a while because you were looking at me as sort of a conduit for you to get into this place. So you would occasionally text me and be like, hey, what's going on with this? What's going on with that? When some of the shakeups were happening. And then you never really got too far into the conversation, but we'd always stay in touch. And then it was sort of, we should do a show together at some point.
Yeah.
And then that sort of took like a couple of years to happen. I was going to go down there and do something with you when Dan was off, and then you were going to come up here and do something. And finally, it got to the point where it worked, where you were off. You could take off. Boomer was off, and that happened last year, and he came up and did a couple of shows.
It was supposed to be 2 years ago, Gio, I think, because you would realize my desires to just do a few shows at WFAN.
Right.
Because it's something that means a lot to me. And unfortunately, I was going to come up here and do it, I think, 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah.
My mom passed away.
That's right.
From COVID.
Remember. Right.
And so I called you like the day before, and I said, listen, I'm sorry I can't make it. I felt terrible. You knew how terrible I felt. Obviously, I was going through a very difficult time.
Right.
And you understood, and you were great. And to your credit, I think a year or two went by, and you saw an opportunity where Boomer had a couple of days off.
Yep.
Hey, I wanted to get this done for Stu Gatz. We'll do a couple of shows together. That was last summer.
Yep.
So you didn't forget about me. I appreciate that. We did it last summer. I feel like it went well, but I think this program director job thing has really taken a life of its own. And I'm not certain what my future here at in fact, this might be the last, I don't know, how much time do we have left? 43 minutes I ever spend in this studio. So,
yeah. I don't know. I don't think so. And I was surprised. So I wasn't going to ask you again because of everything that went on, not because I cared. I just thought that there might be some... I don't know. I thought it might be awkward. And then this time around, I was asked... by the architect.
Yeah.
He came in and he said, would you work with Stu Gatz again? I said, of course I would.
Yeah.
I said, I mean, if you're fine with him being here, of course I'm fine with him being here.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was basically, it was the two of us that came up with it originally.
And listen, I've enjoyed it. I don't care. Listen, I've been doing radio my entire life. And sometimes you do shows, spot on, they're great. You know, and Gio and I like each other. I think we do. But there are times where you're going to go through some difficult shows. I have felt it this week. There was an hour on Wednesday, I believe, where I nearly crapped myself. I didn't speak for an hour. And so that doesn't suggest that, you know, that doesn't lend to us doing a good show. So you go through some lulls during a 4-hour show. They all can't be great. Lord knows, Dan and I would say on a 4-hour show, if we get one good hour, we feel pretty good about the day, okay?
Dennis in East Meadow. What's going on, Dennis?
Hey, Gio. How you doing? Great show. I got a question and a suggestion. One thing is that I wanted to ask Stu Gatz what happened to Poppy, Levitard's father, because he was great.
Yeah, he's doing well. They, you know, he's older. He's fine. He's alive. He's healthy. He's fine. They lost, Dan lost his brother. Poppy lost his son, Dave Lebitard, who was a friend of mine, Lebo, recently to cancer. And so, he's getting through it, but for the most part, he's doing very, very well. He's a very strong man. And I love that man to death.
Yeah. I used to watch the year end show, which was, I still have it on DVR.
Yeah. He's great.
And the other suggestion I have, Gio, why don't you and Stu Gatz in a follow up to DeChambeau and Trump? play nine holes from the back tees and try to break 50.
Yeah, and it's actually the front tees, not the back tees.
Right.
yeah, I mean, we might break 50 on the front nine.
Maybe.
Together in a scramble.
Maybe.
Yeah. I mean, I'd be down to do a more golf on YouTube for sure. You've done it. I've done it.
You've done it. Yeah.
Yeah. Bob does sports guys and Barstool. I do the foreplay guys. So, yeah, for sure. Maybe that's something in the future. Let's go to Karen, who's calling from the Jersey Shore. What's going on, Karen?
Hi, Gio.
Hi.
I have to tell you, this is my first time calling in, but I called like Evan and Tiki and when Craig was on there, but I've never called in to you guys because I listen to you every single morning. I'm a huge Met fan.
Nice.
And I absolutely love you guys.
Well, thanks, Karen. We appreciate that. A nice feel-good Friday, making us feel even better.
I know, and you look wonderful. I happen to just go...
That's too kind of you, I mean...
I can't believe how skinny you got.
Well, thank you, thank you. Yes, I'm trying my best to keep it off. The summertime is not conducive for that. I did scarf down a sausage, egg, and cheese on a bagel yesterday.
Nice.
I
looked
regret.
At you yesterday, and you looked... I couldn't even believe... You don't even look the same.
Well, thank you. Yes, I look like Dom DeLuise previous to losing this weight, and I feel better now about everything. So thank you,
Karen. You look absolutely wonderful. You really do.
Oh, shower me with compliments.
I have to, because I can't even... I couldn't even believe... I'm like, that's Gio? Yeah. Oh, my God.
Karen, so, yes, how long does it take me to get to the Jersey Shore right now? Al, it's going to take a while. Because...
Are you in traffic right now, Karen?
I'm surprised I got on. I figured I never call you guys because I'm like, I don't think I'm ever going to like get through.
No, you can
I'm
get
not
through.
Clear on your stance. How good does Gio look?
Karen, have a great weekend.
You know, and I love boomers. You got you're a little, rough listen. Very rough listen.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. No, that's okay, Karen. That's what I'm going for. Rough listen.
Karen, thank you. That is unbelievable. She's the nicest woman in the world. I've never gotten that many compliments for that long on this radio station. You sound great. I love the show. I never called. I listen every day. You look great. I couldn't believe how good you look. But Stugatz, rough listen. Holy hell. This has been tough.
That's a great call.
This has really been really, really tough for me.
So most personalities get upset with that. I embrace that. I love that. It's exactly what I want.
Oh, my God.
Tell me I'm a tough listen. Let's go.
That was incredible.
Because I am. I know what I am.
Oh, boy. Yes. Okay. Let's take a break. It's Boomer and Gio on the Fan.
You do look good, though, man.
No, thank you. Appreciate it. CBS Sports Network. For those of you who can't stand Stugatz, you got two more segments, one with CeeLo and then a small one at the end. It's almost over, man. We're almost there. You can see the finish line.
No, you're seeing it. I'm sad because it's almost over permanently for me.
No. You'll be back hosting shows next summer, probably. Right. I think. I don't know.
We'll see. Let's just keep it at two.
Yeah.
It's the morning show with Boomer and Gio.
Gio on the Fan on a feel-good summer Friday. CBS Sports Network. So I was just told that they saw BT reading something in a studio over there. I mean, I was a little scared. I was gonna go grab him, try to bring him in, but I was like, I don't know. Because I asked earlier, if you see BT, let me know. And then I guess they saw him in a studio recording a spot or something.
He's been there for a while. Let's just leave it alone, man.
Oh, I think he would do it.
You think he would come out?
Oh, I definitely think he'd come in.
Really?
See, I don't think so. Oh, I think he would.
I think we need to leave this
alone. I've got evidence. Right. I've got evidence to this.
What evidence?
The evidence was when Sal and BT, before they worked together, Sal was on the overnight beefing with BT, going, he don't want this smoke.
Yeah, I remember that.
And then I went into the studio and said, Brandon, we'd like you to come on and address this. He goes, I don't need that.
I don't do that stuff.
I think in this case he would. I could be wrong.
I don't want the smoke. I told you guys to start the week. I'm terrified of him. I mean, what's
where
the matter
you,
with you?
Where's your evidence on this?
Just a gut feel.
A gut feel?
Yeah.
Or did you hear him say something that he would come in?
Nah, I just...
Just gut?
My sense is that I think he would come in and have some fun for a few minutes.
Well, fun.
Again, I could be wrong.
Fun for who? I mean...
For the audience.
I started the week saying... Like,
I know,
the two,
yeah.
Now, Sal's super nice,
am, right?
But they're sports radio goons, those two.
Yes, I
mean, they intimidated me last year.
Well, I think that's why he might want to come in.
Oh. To intimidate me?
Yeah.
Well, that's fun for him, though.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, listen, you're on your way out the door anyway, so...
yes,
oh, what a great way to end the week.
What, just BT kicking my ass?
Yeah.
Why are we trying to guess? Why don't we just go ask him?
I'm scared.
Everyone's terrified. Scared.
You want me to go down there?
Stop it.
Well, it's intimidating to pop open up that door and those guys are just talking sports.
You guys really want me to ask? I mean...
Yeah, I don't think...
No sense. Two gods down there. Hey, you want to come on? Come on and talk in the air?
I'll be like, I don't want to talk to that clown.
He doesn't want to talk to me.
I don't
blame
talk
him.
To that clown.
Yeah, I don't blame him. I am a clown.
That's what he'll say. When I went and got Sal out of that office the other day, BT didn't want any part of that. He was like, he's like, really? I'm trying to talk about what we're doing for the show here. I was like,
yeah, I've had to go down sometimes and get Pete Hoffman when you wanted to make fun of his speak. The way he speaks.
That's Friday 9:30.
That's Al about to go on a cruise right there. Folks.
They give you a look like
into the finish line here.
Like we're prepping a show.
Yeah. See, that's a different argument. If you tell me you're interrupting their pre-show meeting, then I could see where he wouldn't want to come in.
But Sal came in.
Well, yeah, begrudgingly, right?
Yeah. Well, Well, BT really didn't like it, but Sal was like, "Yeah, fine." Whatever, I'll come in.
I mean, what is the pre-show meeting? There's Mets, Yankees. Like, how do you imagine that goes? I don't want to get... I can't say anything, but I was hoping you guys would.
It's not my place.
Like, Sal, who are you going to fire today? I'm going to fire this
guy. I see a shadow. Oh, it's Ryan Hurley. I thought it was BT.
I do not want BT to come in here. Why are you doing this to me, man? I've been good to you. I mean, I paid for golf yesterday. I tried to be nice. I asked you about your family.
Someone else paid for golf.
I mean, I paid for golf yesterday.
Yeah, you did not.
Yeah, but it's someone that I know who paid for golf, so therefore I paid for golf. It wasn't anyone you know. I mean,
could have been.
Well, they know you better. but I'm telling you, I don't want beef. I've spent my entire radio career, for the most part.
You believe this guy?
Without now radio beef. I had beef with Rich Eisen.
You're running from BT now?
Well, because here.
Because
he's not in Florida.
Because I have told you. Now I face Sal. I told you guys that I am terrified of this particular sports radio creature that wears a hoodie with the hood on, and I was talking to his stomach the last time I was here.
Yeah.
Like, and he was intimidating.
Okay.
And he is intimidating.
That's why I think he'd come in, because it would be good for his bravado.
Oh.
Okay. He would come in. This is my take. If he came in, he'd get more mad at me than him. It's like he would direct his anger. Why are you stirring it up?
Oh,
why are you saying this?
Yeah.
Why are you doing that? Like, and then as opposed to the two of them, like, I just get dragged into
it
and have to deflect.
Yep.
And just so we're clear, if this happens, I side with BT.
Of course.
All right, CeeLo, what's going on over there?
All right, brought to you by the Farmer's Dog, fresh human grade dog food delivered right to your door. Also brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Quickly, just on the baseball, because I've got some other things to get to before we run out of time here. The Mets do win on a walk-off last night, 3-2 over the Braves and 10. Jeff McNeil's got the game winner. Mets continue to roll. That's 4 in a row. They are within a game of Atlanta for that top wildcard spot in the National League. Tonight, you get Kodai Senga's season debut, opposed by Charlie Morton, 7:10 on WCBS 880. Yankees and Red Sox kick off a weekend series at Fenway Park. Nestor Cortez, Brian Baio with 6:30 coverage here on The Fan, as well as the free Odyssey app. All right, I want to get to Mad Dog on the Dan Patrick Show. I guess this was yesterday. And funny, Stu Gods, you talked about how you've got this great feel about the Jets this season, and you really think that they're, you know, primed to go all the way.
Yeah.
All right, well, Dog is going in on the Jets as well, and he's going to put his money where his mouth is.
I'm going to bet the Jets, by the way. They're 9.5 over under. Rodgers, they're due for some good luck.
You're all in on the Jets?
Uh-oh. I got to hit stop. There Here's BT. The hood is up.
There he is. The hood is up.
Yeah.
All right. So Brandon.
You got to put the hood on. The hood has to be on. Okay. For maximum intimidation, the hood has to be on.
All right.
Okay?
All right. So let's just let's set the scene here.
Hold on.
Brandon Tierney is in the studio. I was told by multiple people that Brandon hates Stugatz.
Oh, boy.
And and Brandon has the opportunity to either to stamp that. Or refute. By the way, you smell good right now.
I showered, man.
Yeah, no, you smell really good.
He did the bare minimum.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so where do we stand with this man here?
Yeah. Well, I don't hate him. Let me just get that out there. Right. I don't know him, so I certainly don't hate anybody that I don't know.
Yes.
You know, do I
respect him?
Yeah, I respect his career for sure, 100%.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, no doubt.
I'm shocked to hear that.
Come on, man.
I didn't mean to sound shocked.
You shouldn't be shocked to hear that. Do I love him coming in here all the time, talking about other people's jobs? No.
You're right.
I don't.
You're right.
I don't.
I agree with you.
And you know, that needs to be said.
Yes.
I mean, by the way, I appreciate your love for the station. I do. Right. I really do.
No, thank you.
Because I was the same way growing up.
Right.
But to me, there is a way, and this is a twisted business.
Yes.
And I'm not a radio beef guy. I don't play that nonsense. If somebody doesn't like me, I don't care. I honestly don't.
Right.
You know, but coming on our turf.
You're right.
And being so free with people's jobs.
Yes.
Somebody's got to speak up and defend the station.
Yeah.
Because it's not this guy who's letting it happen.
No.
By the way, who's stirring the pot.
He's enabling.
I thought you were a good teammate. No, I was worried about Gio.
BT, everyone slow down. Listen, you're right. It's all Gio's fault. I am totally with you. I mean, he is the guy. He got it out of me. I didn't want to say I wanted someone else's job. Gio, during the breaks, hey, you got to say it. 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 So I am with BT. Yeah, it's all on Gio. Yeah.
Well, listen.
I'm with you. You and I are kindred spirits. I was telling Gio, I can't do this. There's no way I can't do it.
This is the web that he spins, man.
He starts trouble, then he deflects, then he goes here, then he goes there.
No, I want to be honest with you.
Yeah.
You're right. Everything you're saying is right. In fact, the caller called in and asked us about it 2 days ago.
Okay.
And I said, I'm a horrible person. That's what I said to him.
I wouldn't go that far.
It's a pretty brazen move. I went too far.
Okay.
And so I apologize. I apologize to Sal, and I'm going to apologize to you. Now, my show, Levitard and the crew, they're not going to be happy. Because they want to escalate the beef. I don't want to escalate a beef with you because I'm intimidated by you and I'm scared.
Stop.
No, but I realized as I was doing the PD stuff with Olivero that I had taken some of the conversation too far. And there was no need to do that.
So, I can respect this. Yes. I can respect this. Now, okay.
And he has, and by the way, as much as I would love to make this explode more, and I'll be honest about that, he has said that off the air.
He has.
He has told me I took it too far and I actually feel bad.
Yes.
So he has said that off the air. Now,
I'm couching it under, you know, entertainment, payoff. The audience needs something. I need to give them something. I'm on with Gio and Boomer. Yeah. They're asking me what job did you want? I'm saying it's Evan Roberts. I don't want Evan's job.
Now, do you say Evan because he's like physically not intimidating?
That's why I chose him. No, he's just a symbol for what it is that I want. He's occupying the space that I want,
if it were me in afternoons and not mornings, you would have said my name. He is the person occupying that chair right now.
Yes.
That you want to be doing, and has nothing to do with Evan per se. It's just that you've dreamt of being the afternoon host at WFAN.
Like many people.
Yeah, right.
You don't think I want Evan's job?
Right.
There we go. I have cultivated an environment where everyone is talking freely about everyone else's job.
Yeah. The only difference is
that's what the good PD does.
You were a little too free.
I know.
And by our standards, and all due respect, you're an outsider, you know, to us.
I know.
And I don't mean your career. You've done great things. By the way, I was on your show years ago.
I know you were.
If you remember that with the Man versus Bear.
So I told Gio, it was funny. I don't know why he hates me because when he came on our show, he didn't want to talk to Dan. He only wanted to talk to me.
I don't hate you. Yes. I definitely don't hate you.
Yeah,
I've been doing this a long time. All right. And, you know, you guys always, BT's nuts. I'm not. I got problems with nobody. I have no problems.
I know.
You know, I know. But I'm like, and I know it's kind of bit, it's a bit, you're pushing it, you're doing it. And I'm like, all right, he did it last time. Then I did a little research. I'm like, before, because I was going to probably come in today anyway. Let me just Google Stu Gatz, WFAN.
You're right, Celia.
Then I'm reading, and sometimes print is obviously misleading.
Sure.
I'm like, look at the things that this guy said on our station that has gone relatively unchecked. It's got to get checked a little bit, but I appreciate you, right. You know. Saying what you said, we're good. We're good.
All right, so just put on the headphones for a second because we want to hear. Apparently, you recorded a message before coming in here, and we have that message. Things have changed, but this is how bad it was at one point.
If I ever happen to come across Stu Gatz in the hallway, I'm going to make sure he gets a serious beatdown that will spill out onto the street. I'm talking about kicking his ass from one end of the block to the other and shipping his stone carcass back to Miami. It will be the most poignant beating of that weasel's life. You're not man enough to be my boss. How many push-ups have you done today?
Oh,
I've done 1,000.
Oh, come on.
Wait.
What are we
make
doing?
That 2,000.
Oh.
You better never show your stupid leathery face around here again. You friggin' pothead or ill rearrange it.
Yeah, wow. Is it going deep? By the way, did you pop a gummy this morning too? Or is that after the show? After the show.
About 10:05.
I got you.
And obviously that's AIBT, but I couldn't figure it out.
About 20 years ago, voice there.
Well, yeah,
that's a younger version of you, and I mean that with all due respect.
I respect both of you guys.
Yeah.
There is in this business, we like to have a lot of fun, and there's also truth in some of the bit stuff.
Yeah.
And I will say that I respect Stu Gatz for legitimately feeling bad about saying that, but also sticking to entertainment side, and I respect PT coming in here and confronting him and saying what he had a problem with. So I think this was good. I think all's well that ends well.
Well, I appreciate that, but we have a problem with you now.
Right.
See, exactly. You're the one who's doing this, dude.
Of course.
You gotta understand that.
Next summer, it's me and BT in the midday.
I'm not hiding from
been
that
here
at
for
all.
For a while, you're supposed to be one of the captains of the station. You let an outsider come in and start talking smack.
Exactly.
I mean, that's honestly what happened. Like, I wouldn't do that.
And I can't believe he allowed me to do it. I'm shocked.
And like as you mentioned, headline after headline after headline after headline after headline.
Yeah, but he's sticking up for the radio station and all the people working very hard to get these shifts. And that's the sense I got from Sal. I told you earlier last year where, hey, this is all fun and games to you. You've already made it. You've already done all the things you wanted to do. But I haven't. This is the one thing I haven't done yet that I would like to do. But Gio was nice enough to let me do it. And perhaps next summer you'll let me do it.
I hope you enjoyed it because we're not letting you back. So.
Okay, well, that's me and you, BT. Come on.
And by the way, Brandon.
And Sal can stick around, too, if you'd like.
You're out there making the third wheel.
And you got to understand, when you sit here and you sit next to him and you try to talk about the games that happened the night before and then you find out really quickly that he didn't see any of it.
He doesn't care.
You got to go somewhere else. Because I can't sit here and talk to him and have him say baseball's a weird thing. Man, baseball is a weird sport. They could turn it around 50 times
an
hour.
I can't sit here and listen to you fire every member of a team that is 18 games above 500. I can't do it.
Maybe the balance is somewhere in between, like not watching and caring too much, I guess.
Yeah, maybe.
Or
right,
maybe
BT.
It's me and BT. I mean,
there you go. Right. Look at that. Now he's got Sal out. Amazing.
I want to see that. Vacation. I won't let happen. I mean, me and Sal, good.
We understand.
Vacation. Listen, I will stop my pursuit of everyone's job here if I could just come in once a year and hang out with you guys. That's all I'm asking for.
Now, Stu, and I appreciate that.
But no chance!
Stop walking around walking like a loser. Stu Gatz, there is a fine line, though.
You're right.
Between being, like, proactive and begging.
I know.
Like,
you're right.
You laid it on a little thick, man.
I love the place. What can I tell you?
So do I.
I love the place.
I'm fighting for it. But listen, hey. Yes. Good to see you.
That's why I fight to get here. I love the place. I really know you do. It means a lot to me that you actually do. I do.
BT and Sal coming up at 10 o'clock. Make sure you don't miss it. All right, BT, thanks for coming in.
Yep.
All right, CeeLo, you got a moment of the day, I'm sure, and a sponsor or something. I don't know what the hell you have.
Moment of the day is brought to you by, look at this, they're going to hug it out. Oh, my goodness.
That's on CBS Sports Network. That's awesome. He does smell good, right?
He's got
Band-Aids.
What is that?
Yeah,
I got cut. Gio bringing two enemies together and putting himself in the crosshairs in the process.
Yeah, that's
gotta love
it.
All right, moment of the day brought to you by the family of Casamigos Tequilas.
That was my moment.
Anejo, Blanco, Cristalino, Reposado, Mezcal, the new Casamigos Jalapeno.
I could feel
Casamigos
your balls retracting into your body when he came in here. I could actually feel that. Sorry.
In the Shinesty underwear. Yeah, right. Brought to you by those who drink it. Remind you to enjoy each moment of your day. Respond. We'll make that. What, do we want to just make that moment of the day, or
what was it? So that means that your regular moments suck.
No, I got one. It's just it's a little on the longer side, I would say. What
go
the hell?
For it.
So you mentioned Grape Nuts and Splenda for a few seconds the other day, and now you got social media accounts from both sides posting and tagging your way. Obvious sales opportunity. So at first we thought maybe our guy Bob Gell, but as it turned out, Gell just texted me.
Is he in the building?
Already reached out.
Really.
Texted us, I should say.
From you're his on the couch or from here? I mean,
that he didn't say.
Okay. I also got a text from a salesperson named Phil. I've been talking to Splenda for years.
We've got competition.
Years! It took Gia doing this yesterday for Phil to land the account. I said, good job by you, Phil. I mean, do you know who Phil is, Al Dukes?
If I saw him, I would.
I don't know about that. The way he goes, a sales guy named Phil.
Is it Phil LaCasio? Is that who that is?
He doesn't.
That does sound familiar. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
sure. No, Phil's a good guy. So how you just have him in the phone, a sales guy, Phil?
Yes.
But that's on the sales manager. Like, if he hasn't closed Splenda in months, you got to take the account away, give it to someone else. You shake it up a little bit. I'm with Al on this.
Or you call Splenda and go, listen, Sweet and Low has been calling me.
That's my go-to move.
I got equal calling. I got Sweet and Low.
Phones are ringing on donkey.
Hold on. Sugar in the Raw calling right now. Man. This is Phil. Phil, sales guy. Phil, good morning.
Yo, Phil.
Good morning.
Yo. What's going on with Splenda, Phil?
Oh, I almost got it closed.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, no. No.
Phil will tell you to stop talking about it because now they're getting free advertising. Let Phil do what Phil does, okay?
Yeah, you're right.
Which is not close the account. Love you, Phil.
And there was more and more and more, but I had to cut it somewhere. So we had a lot of fun with Phil this morning. That was good
Phil
time.
Was great. Yeah. Phil made himself a star today.
Yes, he did.
It's crazy.
He was ready.
Yeah. He was ready for that moment.
Came
prepared
on the air
his whole life for that.
He delivered.
Yep.
Unlike how he delivered the Splenda account. But
yeah, right. Hope we're hoping. Eventually. Fingers crossed. All right there, CeeLo. We'll
good
see
being
you
with
soon.
You guys this week, all right?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Thank you, CeeLo.
See you next summer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to see
bring
you
your clubs
for a
next
long
time, though.
Yeah, seriously. I'm not going to see you for a while, I don't think.
Monday, August 5th. Is that a you and who's that? You guys
I'm gone.
Are? All right. I'll see you, Thanksgiving or
see
something.
See you when I see you.
Right. Thanksgiving. Probably.
I'll see you never again, CeeLo. Right?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Well, now you just bro hug BT. I think you're back in next year. I think you're in.
You'll be thrilled. You should try to pass me off to another show. So you don't have to deal
what
with
do you
me.
Think I've been doing for the last half an hour? Bridging the gap.
Oh, you were mending fences.
Oh, yeah. Just
you're
once again, one step ahead. One step ahead.
I can't wait to play 18 with BT next summer.
All right. CeeLo, thank you. It's Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Bill Ford Tough Studio.
It's the morning show with Boomer and Geo.
Boomer and Geo, it's Stu Gotts for a couple more minutes here on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Do want to mention this because there's a lot of great people on Long Island that are raising money for the Tunnels to Towers Foundation, which is one of the greats around here. When Officer Jonathan Diller passed away, Tunnel for Towers came up and helped out the family. There's been many, many people affected by 9/11 that Tunnel for Towers comes in, and they really have done an amazing job. So many people want to step up and help that charity. And Sandbar out on Ocean Beach is doing a 5K on Sunday at 9:15 with all proceeds going to the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. So Sandbar over there at Ocean Beach doing that. So if you're an Ocean Beach person, you want to go over and you like running and you like donating money to good charities, that will be happening Sunday at 9:15 a.m. On Sandbar. They do a great job over there. I also do a lot of charity work with the Island Mermaid over there at Ocean Beach. So there's business owners that, you know, make their money even 3 months in the summer weather over here, but also giving a lot back to the community. Also, Momo's, which is a great bar on Long Island on Mondays. A portion of every check goes to the Tunnel for Towers Foundation. There's a location in Blue Point, Bayport area, also in Holbrook, I believe. So great local businesses doing great work with charities here in New York. So you love to see that. And yeah, I'm not going to be running in this 5K, clearly. I hope you do, because I'm just not running right now. I don't do any physical activity in the summertime, because if I hurt myself, it ruins the entire summer.
Right.
So I just try to really, really be careful with that. But I hope that all the runners out there, I mean, I will donate, but I'm not going to run. But I will be there later drinking, for sure.
That will be a lot. Because you can't get injured doing that.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
It's still taking a risk. But I will be over there a little bit later in the...
drinking.
I will be. Yeah, that's
donating
right.
Donating and drinking. You
know? Yeah. Well, those are the two things.
Yeah. I'm tired.
Those are the two things I'm really good at.
Drinking.
And donating money. Yeah, that's why I moved to Sable. That's what we do. We play golf, we donate money, and we drink. We really do pay attention to our families and do the best for them. There's a lot of Sayville dads that really do everything they do is for their families. So that's why all the money gets raised for the teams and this and that and everything.
So that's how you chalk up drinking.
Yep.
We do it for our family.
We do it. Yes, we do.
It's very noble of you.
Yes, that's right. Thank you. I'm glad you noticed that.
Father of the year.
Yeah, that's right. I was the Italian American of the year.
Were you really?
New York State.
Look at you.
New York State Legislature's Italian American of the Year.
I mean,
I told you this a couple days ago.
Yeah, I forgot.
Yeah.
Yep.
You found out this for the first time just now.
It's like us on the golf course yesterday. Yeah. Me telling you all about my family, you not paying attention to a single word I'm saying.
That's right.
What's the name of my kid?
No clue. Nick and Yonkers. What's going on, Nick?
Hey, good morning, Stu Gotts.
Yeah.
I think you're great, so I hope you come back next year.
I appreciate it. Me and BT.
Okay, buddy. Gio, next year you're about to go on vacation, and you hurt your back that Thursday.
I remember.
And that Friday you had a golf day, and Saturday you go to Block Island.
Yeah.
How'd you make out with that?
I actually went to a physical therapist, and it's amazing, Nick, you remember this.
It's unreal.
But I didn't go to Block Island. I forget where I went, but it wasn't Block Island. But
this is why you're not running this year.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Okay.
I went to a physical therapist named Mark Willenbacher, who was a friend of mine, and he did all sorts of stuff. He did stim and cupping and all sorts of things, and like in a cup. And that coupled with a lot of Aleve and Advil, I was good in like a couple of days.
All right.
It was a muscular thing. So Nick and Yonkers were sitting on that for a year. How'd you make out with that whole back thing from a year ago?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
How much attention they pay to you.
Yeah.
They don't know you. Right. Your wife doesn't pay this much attention to you.
She does not.
She has no idea you hurt yourself a year ago.
No. Yeah. Totally forgot about that for sure. Yeah, no clue.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? I think I like it that way. I think I do.
Do you?
Yeah. Don't pay attention. Don't
look over here.
Don't look over here. I'm fine. You don't have to worry about me. Worry about the kids. I'll be over here raising money and drinking.
But not running. Yeah.
It's the morning show with Boomer and Gio.
All right, Boomer and Gio, it's Stu Gotts for a couple more minutes here on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Do want to mention this because there's a lot of great people on Long Island that are raising money for the Tunnels to Towers Foundation, which is one of the greats around here. When Officer Jonathan Diller passed away, Tunnel for Towers came up and helped out the family. There's been many, many people affected by 9/11 that Tunnel for Towers comes in, and they really have done an amazing job. So many people want to step up and help that charity. And Sandbar out on Ocean Beach is doing a 5K on Sunday at 9:15, with all proceeds going to the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. So Sandbar over there at Ocean Beach doing that. So if you're an Ocean Beach person, you want to go over and you like running and you like donating money to good charities, that will be happening Sunday at 9:15 a.m. On Sandbar. They do a great job over there. I also do a lot of charity work with the Island Mermaid over there at Ocean Beach. So there's business owners that,
you know, make their money in 3 months in the summer weather over here, but also giving a lot back to the community. Also, Momo's, which is a great bar on Long Island on Mondays, a portion of every check goes to the Tunnel for Towers Foundation. There's a location in Blue Point, Bayport area, also in Holbrook, I believe. So great local businesses doing great work with charities here in New York. So you love to see that. And yeah, I'm not going to be running in this 5K, clearly. But I hope
why
you,
is that?
I hope you do, because I'm just not running right now. I don't do any physical activity in the summertime, because if I hurt myself, it ruins the entire summer.
Right.
So I just try to really, really be careful with that. But okay. I hope that all the runners out there, I mean, I will donate, but I'm not going to run. But I will be there later drinking, for sure. That will be a lot.
You can't get injured doing that.
No, I mean, well, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's still taking a risk. But I will be over there a little bit later in the...
drinking.
I will be. Yeah, that's
donating
right.
Donating and drinking. You know?
Yeah. Well, those are the two things.
Yeah.
I'm tired. Those are the two things I'm really good at.
Drinking.
And donating
and
money.
And donating money.
Yeah, that's why I moved to Sables. That's what we do. Right. We play golf, we donate money, and we drink. We really do pay attention to our families and do the best for them. There's a lot of Sayville dads that really do everything they do is for their families. So that's why all the money gets raised for the teams and this and that and everything.
So that's how you chalk up drinking.
Yep.
We do it for our family.
We do it. Yes, we do.
It's very noble of you.
Yes, that's right. Thank you. I'm glad you noticed that.
Father of the year.
Yeah, that's right. I was the Italian American of the year.
Were you really?
New York State.
Look at you.
New York State Legislature's Italian American of the Year.
I mean,
I told you this a couple days ago.
Yeah, I forgot.
Yeah.
Yep.
You found out this for the first time just now.
It's like us on the golf course yesterday. Yeah. Me telling you all about my family, you not paying attention to a single word I'm saying.
That's right.
What's the name of my kid?
No clue. Nick and Yonkers. What's going on, Nick?
Hey, good morning, Stugatz.
Yeah.
I think you're great, so I hope you come back next year.
I appreciate it. Me and BT.
Okay, buddy. Gio, next year you're about to go on vacation and you hurt your back Thursday.
I remember.
And that Friday you had a golf day, and Saturday you go to Block Island.
Yeah.
How'd you make out with that?
I actually went to a physical therapist, and it's amazing, Nick, you remember this.
It's unreal.
But I didn't go to Block Island. I forget where I went, but it wasn't Block Island. But
this is why you're not running this year.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Okay.
I went to a physical therapist named Mark Willenbacher, who was a friend of mine, and he did all sorts of stuff. He did stim and cupping and all sorts of things, and like in a cup, and that coupled with a lot of Aleve and Advil, I was good in like a couple of days.
All right.
It was a muscular thing. So Nick and Yonkers were sitting on that for a year. How'd you make out with that whole back thing from a year ago?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
How much attention they pay to you.
Yeah.
They don't know you. Right. Your wife doesn't pay this much attention to you.
She does not.
She has no idea you hurt yourself a year ago.
No. Yeah. Totally forgot about that for sure. Yeah, no clue.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? I think I like it that way. I think I do.
Do you?
Yeah. Don't pay attention. Don't
look over here.
Don't look over here. I'm fine. You don't have to worry about me. Worry about the kids. I'll be over here raising money and drinking.
but not running.
But not running.
Yeah.